We're talking about the power of community this week, a part of the Daily Dose. And community is such an important thing. I mean, it's important to both Dave and I. But there's a reality. There's a lot of people who don't have community, and they're saying, how do I get into community? And so this is actually addressed to people who are actually already in community. So if you're like, oh, I don't need this today, I got my community, this is for you. We need you to be able to listen to this one today. So, Dave, there's individuals that have been a part of community forever, and they have it, and they've got their group. But there's individuals who haven't found that yet. And so Romans 15:7, it says, accept one another, then just as Christ has accepted you. I love this verse, and it really challenges me in terms of getting out of my comfort zone and getting in the lives of others and helping them find what I already have. Why is this important for us to be able to help others get into community?
That is a great, great question. And, you know, the great thing, Trent, is that we are created to not take. We're created to give. That's the great thing. As soon as you become a follower of Jesus, saved by grace, Ephesians 2 says you are been given to do good works in Christ. In other words, that's why here at North Coast, we're all in ministry. Us as pastors are no more in ministry than others. And so what does that mean, Dave? It means care and love for people. And like you're saying is inviting others into community. It is just so powerful. So like always my question, and as I'm engaging people and kind of in life, I'm always like, who knows them best? And most people maybe have one person, their spouse. That's not enough. No one spouse can meet everybody's needs. The number one issue in the United States is loneliness. Mm-hmm. That's why suicide is so high. And we oftentimes will hear, oh, it's blame social media, the internet, and all that. And I'm like, stop it. We have the answer. And the question is, are we inviting people into community? Because that's what people are dying for. And so why don't people engage in community? They're afraid they're going to be judged. They're afraid this is going to go in a direction that they're not ready to do. And then we'll say, well, they just need to take it serious. It's like, no. You're already taking it serious. You need to chill out and be able to engage other people in this process. And one of the things that I think in my mind as I was thinking about this idea is we need to not be assessors of people as much as we are of lovers of people. Because, of course, we've got people come in our lives and whatever. It's like, who are they? How do they? Are they responding? And those are important things to assess, save people and not save people. But let's actually do that a little less, maybe. Or become less judgmental, because there's weird people out there and there's people that we don't relate to. It's like, whoa, right. How do you look? How do you respond? All of those things. And yet, that should never stop us from moving forward to people.
Right.
We're here to, I'm saved by, Trent, there is nobody that is more of a sinner than me. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've done things that are more atrocious, but I am such a sinner, and I've been saved by grace, and I got some people that love me, and it's not always easy. Relationships aren't easy, but my job, I got to invite people in. We need to, and
I think there's that side. I mean, Jesus gives us that first example.
Exactly.
He invites people in. Says, come follow me, and it wasn't religious elite. It wasn't the comfortable. No. It was just regular people. And it doesn't mean that we can always do that. I mean, in different seasons of life or whatever it may be, we need to be individuals that are maybe on a receiving end.
Yeah.
But most of us, I think, have way more to give than what we think.
Yeah.
We think that our lives need to be perfect before we can invite people into community or start a community. What would you say to that?
Yeah, again, that kind of comes back to that whole idea of I am saved by grace. So here's, I just remember it distinctly at a point in my life. I've been following Jesus my whole life, and it was like in my 30s, I suddenly, it was like, my gosh, God has saved me. I am forgiven. And it changed my view of everyone, because what I didn't realize is I had this idea that I had spiritual pride. And mm-hmm. it's like, oh, my, that's horrible. Mm-hmm. And it's like, when we love all individuals and care for, it's, that's what Jesus did. He went from the spiritually arrogant to the low, low life, and he just embraced them and loved them. And there is so much power in kindness. Mm-hmm. And there's so much power in listening. There's so much power in asking questions. Hey, who are you? Where are you from? Great to meet you. Please, thank you. I'm sorry. Ooh, I blew that. All of those things that make you a real person, you can say that to people because we're forgiven people. And you just want people to see the love of Jesus. That's why we're called Christians, mm-hmm. his love out, going out to others.
Yeah, so there's that side, just regardless of who you are or where you're at, if you have that love of Jesus, you found forgiveness, then we have something to be able to offer others. So if you're a single mom overwhelmed with all of the kids and everything else, but you have the love and joy of Jesus, you probably have something to be able to offer some other moms who don't have that in their life. If you're single and just wondering, like, man, how am I going to find these? You probably have some additional things to be able to offer other people, to be able to invite them and others in because they too mm-hmm. want that. And then if you happen to be able to have a lot of life together, and maybe your friend circle is full, which that's the case for a lot of people.
Totally, totally.
Then maybe there's an opportunity for you to be able to dive into the lives of some other individuals who need some guidance, need some mentorship. And the whole idea of loving others really can just start with building some community around you and offering some other people some hope. You don't have to go out to the street corners and to be able to feed all the homeless. No. It could just be offering some great wisdom to somebody right around the corner. Thanks for joining us for today's Daily Dose. We look forward to having you back tomorrow.